I once knew a man who was an avid reader. He read everything in sight. And one day, he revealed to me something very surprising about his reading habits. And he said to me, "Ashley, whenever I pick up a new book to read, the first thing I do is to read the last chapter." I told you it was going to be surprising. I said to him, "Why would you do that?" And he says, "Well," he says, "it's very helpful, really." He says, "If you're reading a biography, it's always good to know how the person ends up before you begin the story of his journey. And that way you can see how his life evolved and you know what's going to happen to him." "If you read history," he said, "it's always good to know who won the war first and then follow the story." And I said to him, "Well, what about when you read mysteries, whodunits? Do you read the last chapter first?" And he said to me, "Yes." So, well, I never thought I would ever imitate him. But I find myself saying to you today, to understand this gospel, the best thing to do is to read the last paragraph first and then go back to the beginning. Because in the last paragraph, Jesus is summarizing the point of what the first paragraphs are leading up to. So we find out where he's heading by reading the last paragraph. And the last paragraph, as we just read, is very beautiful. He's saying to all those people who are listening to him, that's the crowd that has gathered, and actually by extension, he's also referring to us because we're listening to his words. And here's the point he's making in this gospel. Stop judging other people. And if you do that, you won't be judged. Stop condemning, and you will not be condemned. Forgive other people, and you will be forgiven. Give gifts, and gifts will be given to you. Now, that's a pretty sensible vision of life. Basically, just be open. Just be open. And don't be critical, and don't be angry, don't be getting revenge. Just be a soul that's open to others, even if the others have faults. And then he goes on and he says in that last paragraph, and gifts will be given back to you. And then he gives an example that everybody in the 2,000 years ago would understand perfectly, but for us, we don't understand this too well. He said, gifts will be given to you in a good measure, packed together, shaken down, and overflowing, and it will be poured into your lap. Well, that's all about a market in Jerusalem. And you would go every day with your bowl. It was a standardized bowl, and you'd get the grain to make your daily bread. And the merchants would all be lined up. Everyone wants to sell you their grain. And they're going to fill your bowl. And the bowls are all the same size. So you're going to make sure you go to the merchant that is a little bit more generous than the ordinary. So you go with your bowl and you pick out this one merchant. And he's quite ordinary. Fills your bowl. Normally pours the grain in. And that's it. Give him your shekels. But this other next merchant, you know what he does? He's a little nicer. He fills your bowl with the grain, and then he takes his hand and he presses the grain down, making more room for more grains. And then he gives you the extra grains. Now, the third merchant is even kinder. And he not only fills your bowl and presses it down, but then he shakes it to make sure there's no air spaces, room for a few more grains. And then the fourth merchant is extraordinary. He says, "Sit down, open your apron, put the bowl on your lap." And he takes his grain and he pours it into the bowl, and there's a heap on the bowl, and the heap overflows onto your apron, and your apron is filled, and what you have to do is take the corners of the apron and close all the bowl and the extra grain and go home with a huge amount of grain. That's the merchant you want to look for. Now, did that happen? If you went to the market in Jerusalem 2,000 years ago, would the ordinary merchant do that for you? No. No. It would be extraordinary. It would be out of the ordinary. It wouldn't be normal. It'd be supernormal. It wouldn't be natural. It would be supernatural. Extraordinary, supernatural. That's what Jesus is talking about. He's bringing us into a world that's above the ordinary. He's saying to all you who are listening to me and want to follow me, I want to elevate you into a higher world, a world that's supernatural. And then he goes back. We'll go back to the beginning. And he's talking to the crowd, and he's a very good speaker because he begins by capturing their attention, by saying something shocking. It's like the fellow that told me he begins every book at the last chapter. Jesus shocks them and he says, to all of you who are listening to me, love your enemies. Do good to those who hate you. And I say, oh my goodness. Bless those who curse you. Pray for those who mistreat you. And then he goes on and makes it even more shocking. If a person strikes you on your one cheek, turn to the other. If he takes your cloak, give him your tunic. So he's entering this extraordinary, supernatural, superordinary world, and the people don't quite get where he's going. But then he suddenly stops that, and then he says, do to others as you would have them do to you. Now that's very wise, isn't it? That's so what? That's humanly wise. That is not an extraordinary statement. Every culture, every spirituality, every religion around Jesus at that time had some form of this sentence. It's called the golden rule. Never do to another person what you would not want them to do to you. It's a golden rule. But it's human wisdom. It's normal. It's ordinary. But it's very true. And then Jesus goes on. He said, well, that's the golden rule. But now I'm going to give you the second golden rule that'll take you into a different level. And the second golden rule is this. Be merciful, just as your Father in heaven is merciful. Oh, that's what jettisons into another world. Humanly, yes, we love one another. We forgive one another. We ought never do anything or say anything to anyone else that we would not want them to do to us. But then, as people who hear the gospel, who hear Jesus, we also add to our standards this concept. God, who gives us gift in abundance, fills the bowls, fills our aprons, fills our hearts, fills our minds beyond belief. He does that because he's merciful. And so those of us who want to follow Jesus do exactly that. We live with human wisdom, the golden rule, and we live with divine wisdom to gender a tender, merciful heart like the Almighty God. And that's where Jesus is leading us. And that's what this gospel is about. He's saying, step up, be raised up, think bigger, open your hearts wider. Not only justice, but also mercy. And so today we hear him. And today we have to imitate him. Because he is the wise Jesus. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.